eyes in water. I want to ask you to stay for that. If you leave and you don't see that, you're going to miss a big part of this revival. Because these people testify about what God has done in their lives. Some of the greatest testimonies I've heard in my life have happened in the past 26 weeks. Changed lives. Let's agree that God speaks to our hearts and changes our lives tonight. Lift your voice with mine, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just release the people right now. We remove all obstructions. We release that river anointing, and we release your people to flow with that river anointing. Oh God, pick us up and carry us into your presence. May we never be the same as a result of this night. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for what you've done and what you're doing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Put your hand over your heart. Pray this prayer. Say these words, dear God. Speak to my heart. Change my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give him a hand of praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Well, go ahead. Give him a hand of praise, everybody. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Yeah, Lord, glory. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, God bless you. You may be seated if you can, amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. What we're doing right here tonight, once the glory erupts in our lives, there's no stopping it. You just want to keep on praising and worshiping. And I've noticed that in my life. There may be times when there is a sense of pressure and a sense of, boy, we need a breakthrough. But when there's a breakthrough, I'm telling you something, folks, you can do about anything and it works because God's in the house. He's here tonight. And I've got a message. I want to minister to you on a subject I believe God wants you to hear. I'm going to give an altar call. I believe lives are going to be changed. I'm going to pray for some people. And there's going to be a lot of people baptized in water. And so I want you to get ready for a great night of victory. This is his night. Let's spend the night. Amen. How many just say, let's just spend the night with Jesus? Amen. A lot of lives have been changed. Probably Rick and Diane are two of the people that have really been impacted by this revival. And last night, Monroe, why don't you tell us what happened last night? Come on up here and tell us about what happened with Diane last night. God's doing some great things, folks, and we don't take a lot of time for testimonies, but it's awesome what God's doing. Monday night, a young boy came forward, and it was just a great night. You missed it. You missed it, folks. I'm telling you, no instant replay. Let me try to tell you what happened. Young boy stood here. He told Gary, he said, I didn't even know there was a God. On drugs, God set him free, saved his soul, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and now he knows there's a God. How many knows? God will show himself strong. This kind of miracle is repeated time and time again as people keep coming forward to repent. And you don't know who's in the net when God brings the net in. You don't know if it's backsliders, if it's people hiding secret sins. I've seen ministers of the gospel, the first ones to hit the aisle and come down when we give the altar call for repentance. But I'm going to tell you, whatever it is, whatever label you put on them, if there's sin in you, sin will not enter in. How many knows that? You've got to repent of sin. And as they repent, God takes it out and miracles are wrought. But then after we pray the prayer of repentance, there's a great refreshing going on. And last night I heard a story, and I just want to see if I can get all of it. So Monroe, tell it to us.
This is another one of those should never leave me here late, I guess. It's one of those stories. I don't know what all happened in Diane's life. I don't know. She'd have to give you that part of it. But we it was getting fairly late last night, and we'd wheeled a young man out from Chelsea and put him in his car, and I'd come back around the corner, and I seen that she was still right out by the doors there. She was still really out. So we stayed around here for probably another 30, 40 minutes, something like that. And it was just me and Brenda, and I think Jerry and Cindy, and Randy was here to lock up. And he's getting up now and locking up. I don't know what's wrong with him. So we thought, well, we need to do something with her. Rick's obviously went on home, and his wife, she's not going to get up and go home, I don't think. So we went back, and we finally got her to set up. And she was in another world. I don't know where the Lord was really doing the work last night. I don't know what all happened there, but some strength was given to her. And so we finally got her set up, and we finally put her in a wheelchair, and we decided, well, we'll go get her vans. We found her purse, and we, you know, nothing's sacred out here. We'll take it, and we'll rummage through your stuff. My wife said, you want to make sure you got everything in order, because we end up going all the way through her van, and you don't want to, you know, you never know what we'll do. But so we find her purse, and we get her keys, and we pull it up. And so Jerry decides that they'll follow us, and we'll drive the van, and then they'll bring us back to the church. And so the only thing in her purse, you need to put something else in your purse. The only thing in her purse is a driver's license, and it says 10096 Northwest. So we think, that's great. So we go to 10096 Northwest, and Jerry stops, and he says, something don't look right. He says, you sure we're on 6? I said, well, drive down the sign and see. So he pulls up, sure enough, 6. So he backs up, and there's a boat in the yard, and we're thinking, I don't remember Rick talking much about fishing. And so we're sitting there, and Diane's gone. She's sitting in the seat, and my wife finally sees her hand and says, can you move your finger? And she barely moves her finger. She can't talk, couldn't say a word, totally out. She said, we couldn't get any answer if this was her house. And when it's dark, you know, and I'm thinking, we're going to knock on somebody's house here, and this don't look right. And Cindy said, thank goodness Cindy was with us. If it had been me and Brenda, I'd probably been in trouble again last night. Because I'd have just knocked on the door, and I said, here's your wife, and the guy would have went, stop. your wife's in the van, and I'd have drove off, and she'd have been at the wrong house. So Cindy says, I think lives in a two-story house. And so finally Brenda says, do you live in a two-story house? And she moves her fingers. We thought, okay, great. So we go through her stuff. That's when we started rummaging through the van. We couldn't find nothing with an address on it. We had no way. We didn't know where she lived. And finally, in your glove box, got a pretty good glove box, a lot of stuff in it. We found an address for, I don't know what it is, 4 something D Northwest. And when we got over there, the lights were on and had the right house. So we just literally just kind of drug her in and left her on the couch. I talked to Rick a while ago and said she was still shaking under the power of God at 2 this morning. He finally woke her up after 6 this morning, so she'd have to tell you the rest of the story. You want to make sure everything's in order, and we want to issue some dog tags with some present current addresses on them. We're about got in trouble.
Oh, I tell you, that's a story for the books, folks. I'm in those. I'll tell you, well, that I heard bits and pieces. I wanted to hear from Monroe, but I'll tell you, that's awesome. You walk in, you go out in a wheelchair when you walk in here, and it's just awesome what God is doing. And I tell you that the main thing, that's the manifestation, but the change that's going on in our lives as a result of the presence of the Lord. It's awesome, folks. It's God. Lift your hands and praise Him for it. Just open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. We're not too proud. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just praise Him for a few moments. Just praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is a full service church. And we will take you to your house, but make sure we know which house you live in, folks. We don't just dump you on the porch. We take you in. Amen. Full service. Bible says, Psalms 47:1, clap your hands. Oh, you people, shout. Say shout. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I like commercials better than the movies. The movies come on, I go, you know, get something to eat or drink, but the commercials come on. I don't want to miss them, folks. They say we're crazy. The other day I saw a commercial with toilet bowls talking to each other. How many knows? We're not as crazy. It's commercials. There's something about them, but there's some commercials. And I'm going to tell you, it's a sad state when there's more excitement down at the soap and household cleaner aisle at the store than there is at most churches. Listen to some of the name brands. One furniture polish is called Glory. Everybody say Glory. Then there's Joy. Then there's a dish soap called Joy. Then there's the Glad trash bags. And there's the Cheer laundry detergent. But my favorite is when a filthy grade schooler comes home with stained jeans and the commercial tells us what to do. When you don't know what to do, you've been watching television, folks. You have been watching television. Now, I'm not going to preach a long time. How many knows that don't mean nothing? Absolutely nothing. I'm just telling you there are certain stains and strains and pains that will only come out when you open your mouth and shout it out. Go ahead, I'll wait. So you don't believe in shouting, you won't be at home in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, John the Revelator says the decibels of the volume up there was so awesome, it was like 1,000 Niagaras. Those are my words, but here's what he says. And I heard, as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia. Ladies and gentlemen, when the director of the choir of heaven lifts his batons, hundreds of millions of people shout it out. And how many knows, when you get there, there's going to be shouting on the hills of glory. There's going to be shouting in the presence of God. So you don't believe in shouting. You want it staid and stoic and quiet. And, you know, somebody said, you know, God is not deaf. And how many knows he's not nervous either? Amen. And so I know there's times the holy hush will come. We will sit spellbound in his presence. And to make a noise when God says be quiet is to quench the spirit. But to not shout when God says shout is to also quench the spirit. There is the time when God says, I want you to shout. There's the shout of faith, the shout of praise, and the shout of victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua, marching around the walls of Jericho. The Bible doesn't say that the walls fell, then they shouted. The Bible says when the trumpet sounded, they shouted. And when they shouted, the walls fell down. I don't understand all I know about this, but I do know there are times that you need to release all the pent-up emotions within you. Lift your voice, and with mighty thundering, just say, I love you, Jesus. I praise your name, and I'm not ashamed of you. It's a sad and sorry sight. When you go to a ball game, go hog wild, big crazy, you watch a movie, and you cry, and you come to church and freeze. How many knows? When God's in the house, we need to shout the shout of praise. Give him a hand of praise. So you don't feel like it. I find that feeling don't have a whole lot to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. It was the shout of faith. Seventh day, God says shout. When they shouted, the walls came down. Therapists tell us that it's good for people to go out in the woods and instead of having a nervous breakdown, just open your mouth and let it fly. Just shout to the top of your voice. Well, how many knows? You don't have to go out in the woods, and when revival's going on, you can come to church, open your mouth, and just let her fly. The shout of joy, the shout of faith, the shout of victory, the shout of praise. Something within us. God said, I want you to release it. It's not enough to have him in your heart. We all have him in our heart. But I'm going to tell you, if you haven't praised God tonight, you have displeased the Lord. In the midst of a mighty moving of the Holy Ghost, if you have sat numb and dumb, spellbound, and you're watching everybody else, and you feel like that you are being entertained and the choir is performing for you, you've missed the whole message of the Bible. How many knows that God is our audience? I said, God is our audience, and we are performing, entertaining him with praise and worship. He's not looking for talent or ability. It's your availability. availability. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that sense of obedience. Down deep inside, he hath given me a new song. A new song. Not an old song, a new song. What is that song? Even praise unto our God. And there are times you praise him in a holy hush, but there are times it reverberates from our spirit. And if you hold your peace, and if you close your mouth, ladies and gentlemen, the revival will move all around you and touch this one and that one and the other one. But you'll leave with stains and strains and pains, because there are certain things that will only come out when you
shout.
Say it again.
Shout.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't believe in shouting? When the world was created, the morning stars shouted for joy, shouted and rejoiced in the presence of God. The Israelites crossed the Red Sea. They got on the other side. Sister Miriam took out her tambourine, if you will, and began to dance before the Lord and led the people in choruses of shouts of praise to Almighty God. In Leviticus chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible says, Moses blessed the people, the glory came, the fire came, and the people fell on their face and shouted, "Great is the Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, the same thing in Chronicles. In fact, a victory was wrought, a battle was won, as they shouted praises to God. Jesus comes. His birthday, guess what happens? Caravans of angels are praising God with a loud voice. That means they're shouting praises to God, and they're singing congratulations to man. Triumphal entry into Jerusalem, they shout Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Little children are rejoicing and shouting praises, and there are those that are offended when people shout, and so they say, "You don't need to shout, calm down." But Jesus said no. The folks' first song sung tonight, the rocks are not going to do our praising for us. The birds are not going to do our praising for us. God wants to hear his people. I said, God wants to hear his people. Let go of our pride. Open our mouth and shout the shout of joy and the shout of faith and the shout of victory. Come on. Shout it out. Ten lepers were healed. Only one turned to shout. Most churches, that's pretty well the percentage. It's usually a tenth of the congregation that are really charged. And I believe a lot of congregations have a lot of people that are saved, ready to go to heaven. But not too many people want to release that sense of excitement, that exuberant, jubilant ecstasy. Let's just kind of be quiet and let somebody else do it. You know what Jesus said? When the one returned, he said, "Where are the other nine?" I believe he's looking at our churches. He says, "Why don't all of you?" He said, "Why don't all of you open your mouth and shout the praises of God?" How many will say that God has saved me? How many saved? Let me see your hand. Then you need to shout the praises of God. How many said your body healed? Let me see your hand. You need to shout the praises of God. Don't let the choir do it for you. Don't let the preacher do it for you. Don't let the organ do it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, open your mouth and shout it out. Hallelujah! Glory! In the past 2 weeks, and I'm going to say this, don't miss these next 2 weeks. April's the month. I've told you that. You know that. You've been here. You know God's given us breakthroughs, special visitations. Be here the whole month of April, Sunday morning through Wednesday night. Now, the month of May, we're taking the revival on the road. We're going to Tulsa. We're going to Pittsburgh, Kansas. And there's a lot of preachers up there right now that are getting ready for us to come up there. And we're just going to spread the fire. But I'm going to tell you, be here and don't miss a service. But in the past 2 weeks, there have been a couple nights when it was like there was a roar that came in this building. Now, how many was here those nights? It was a roar. We knew something was going on. There was another world that dropped in on us, folks. And that world dropped in on us because of 26 weeks of a build-up, the glory, the anointing, the praise, the faithfulness of God's people. We know he's done a lot, but we still love him and we want more. And so we keep coming back. Something happened. I can't put my finger on all of it, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. When that roar came in, it was like heaven was joining in with us. It was like caravans of angels were in this atmosphere, when that happens, if you will open your mouth, I don't care how dignified, reserved you are, folks, if you will open your mouth and begin to say, praise you, Jesus, I love you, Lord, there's going to be pain leave your body, demons are going to leave your mind, the powers of darkness are going to be broken off your home. It's the shout of command. It's the shout of authority. It's the shout of faith. It's the shout of victory. It's the shout of joy. Come on, shout it out. Somebody says Jesus never shouted, but everybody he did, everybody he touched did. How many knows that, folks? And you cannot prove that Jesus never shouted. How in the world do you speak to 5,000 men, women and children, 20,000 people without lifting your voice? How in the world can it be done? No PA sets, no volume there from PA sets, but yet he would minister. There was a time that he stood and cried, the Bible says. There's a shout. I said, there's a shout. The Bible says that God is gone up with a shout. The Bible says the shout of a king is among them. When they brought the ark back, they brought the ark back with shouting. When the presence of God shows up, it's no time to set on the glory and to set still and motionless. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making an appeal for just emotion or commotion, but we need some locomotion. I said we need some shout and some clout, some power that'll come on us. Tell the devil to get his hand off your body. We've been here 26 weeks. It's time to be healed. It's time to be set free. It's time to be delivered. It's time to shout it out. Barnabas, hold your peace. Not on your life. He shouts. The positive perfecting power of praise is liberating. Fascinating. Something happens. Don't understand it, but the walls fell down. The people fell. Creation morning, there was rejoicing. In heaven, ladies and gentlemen, there is the volume as people rejoice in the presence of God. What are you going to do? The commercial says, when your little son comes home and he has stained clothes, and the mom says, I'm going to shout it out. What are you going to do when the whole band comes in and there's dirt on the clothes? The mom says, I'm going to shout it out. Now, I want you to help me with this message. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do when your body is racked with pain? Shout. What are you going to do when the doctor says it's inoperable? Shout. What are you going to do when depression sets in? Shout. Your blood pressure is up. Shout. Your bank account is down. Shout. The boss lays you off. Shout. There's no way out. Shout. What are you going to do? Shout. What are you going to do? Shout. What are you going to do? Come on, rejoice in the Lord. I'm just about through, but he's not. Lift your hands, open your mouth. Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to be seated, folks. Now, I told you I'm not going to preach long. I'm not going to preach long. I'm just about through, but he isn't. Now, here's where I'm going. And here's who I'm going after. There is a group of people in this place. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's all ages. Some of the greatest people I met in my life are the people at First Assembly. And some of the older folk are the most excited. I got a 2-page letter from our dear sister, Sister Norwood, the other day that's just so on fire for God. She's going to go up or blow up. How many seen people like that before? She was talking how the revival had changed her life. And so there's a lot of golden agers here. I mean, you're on fire and you love Jesus with all of your heart. But you need to open your mouth and you need to lift your voice and say, Jesus, I love you. I praise you. Now, we feel good because we feel God. The choir is awesome. Every night the presence of God is real. But there are certain strains and stains and pains that will not come out of you unless you shout it out. Don't pout, doubt, live without, open your mouth and shout it out. Shout amen, somebody. This is the night. I said, this is the night that the victory is going to be in everybody, not just the choir and not just the prayer team, not just the preacher, not just the pastor. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Pastor's got the victory. I said, pastor's got the victory. The evangelist has got the victory. But how many knows God wants to heal every sick body in this building? God wants to set you free from depression. The powers of darkness will leave. I looked out a while ago, and I was so thrilled. You know why? I'm seeing people clapping their hands that hadn't done it before. And I know who you are because God's showing me. I see people with a smile, you know. I know God's moving when some of you blink. Amen, because you haven't done that all revival. But I'm starting to see some signs. I'm saying, God, 26 weeks. Now, folks, in a couple weeks, John Davis is moving on. We're going places. We'll never forget this place. We're going to come back as Pastor feels the leading of the Lord. And we do. We're going to have revival. It's going to spread. But I'm telling you that to tell you this, folks. This is it. The Holy Ghost has been moving in an awesome way. Thousands have repented. I said thousands have repented. And they keep coming forward to repent. Set free from sin. Set free from sin. I know of two people who came forward late in the presence of God. And they died within a matter of days. We know where they're at. I said we know where they're at. But there's going to be thousands in heaven because of this Holy Ghost revival. It'd be a sad and sorry sight for Jesus to pass by and you to sit there and criticize the children for praising and the people for shouting and blind Bartimaeus. Why in the world you want to shout? How many knows? We was blind, now we can see. We was dead, now we're alive. We was lost, now we're... I'll tell you why we're shouting. We're going to heaven. How many knows we're going to heaven? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want you to sit back down, and if you can, and I'm going to have you stand back. You're going to be back up in a few moments, folks. I'm just about through, but he is, and how many's heard that before? I'll close 10 or 15 times in one service. Where's my trumpet player? Where's Kirk at? I want him to come on up here and get the trumpet out, please. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one time in this 26-week revival, we've had what I call a rapture drill. Now, how many remembers the rapture drill? How many don't know what in the world I'm talking about? Let me see your hand. Well, it looks like 60% don't have an idea. You don't even have a clue. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, gone is the day when you'll ever be able to sleep in a service at First Assembly of God Church. The revival that is hit is not going to dwindle, not going to be diminished, it's not going to lift, it's not going to leave. It's going to increase in intensity. There's going to be a shout of praise, a shout of faith, a shout of rejoicing, a shout of victory every service. And soon and very soon, how many knows he left with a shout and he's coming back with a shout. And we're going to be shouting when he gets here. Amen. When you don't know what to do, how many know? Shout it out. When you don't know what to do?
Shout.
When you don't know what to do?
Shout.
When you're depressed?
Shout.
When you're blue?
Shout.
I'm telling you something, folks. I love it because I love to go to black churches. Amen. And you remind me of a black church. Amen. I love it. We're going to have a rapture drill. Our young black friend said this is the whitest black choir she's ever seen. Amen. Well, come on, folks. Holy Ghost revival's in the land. We're going somewhere. The caravan's rolling on. Jesus is a-coming. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing. The pain is gone. The strain is gone. The stain is gone. Shout it out. Yeah. But folks, would you please sit back down? Would you please work with me tonight? We're going to have a rapture drill. You're going premature. Amen. There's always Elijah and Enoch that wants to go up first, but get ready. I'm going to count to three. When I count to three, ladies and gentlemen, that trumpet's going to sound. That's Gabriel. That's Michael right there. Amen. Now, he's going to blow that bugle. When he blows reveille, you know what you're going to do? It's a rapture drill. Now, it's only a drill, but how many knows we need to have a drill ever so often? Really, we need to have a drill in the dead churches on Sunday morning. In fact, wouldn't it be something? I'm talking about the First Church of Ice on the corner of Snow Street and Deep Freeze Drive. All of a sudden, trumpet sounds. I believe a lot of them be left behind. Amen. They'd probably faint, but I'm telling you. You know what? When the trumpet really sounds, I don't care how staged, stoic you are, how dignified you are, you're going to be sucked out of your shoes. You're going to look pretty funny, and you're going to feel pretty good. Amen. You're going to fly through the sky. Amen. I'm telling you some folks, they're going to be shouting, rejoicing, praising God. We're going to heaven. It's not the ball game, it's heaven. Amen. It's not a political rally, it's heaven.
We're going to see him. We're going to be like him. Hallelujah. On the count of three, I want you to take off your seat belts, put your shouting shoes on. Some of you are laughing. You haven't laughed all revival. I knew God wanted you to hear this message tonight. The two services, when God gave us interruption, there was a roar. And I thought, whoa, what in the world? Another world is coming on us. And then John said, I heard. It sounded like mighty rushing waters. I heard the thunderings. I heard the noise with a loud voice. Ladies and gentlemen, they lifted up their voice. Heaven is worshiping God. It's a holy thing. It's an awesome thing. I'm not being frivolous. I'm really not. I'm telling you right now, God told me to tell you tonight there are certain stains, strains, and pains that you got to shout it out. You got to shout the shout of praise. You got to shout the shout of faith. You got to look at the devil and tell him. Lift your voice with him. You know, it's, the devil's kind of like that little dog. You know, the man got starting to get on the train. His dog followed him. He said, you go back home. And the dog just sat there. He started to get on. The dog, he said, go back. The dog just sat there. The third time, go back home. Just sat there. He said, I said, go back. The dog took off. Amen. How many knows that you're going to do that with the devil? You don't say, now, devil, leave me alone. No, no, no. He'll hang around. Devil, please, now leave me alone. You know who I am? He just hangs around. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming after you. I'm going to put you under my feet. I told you, get in your place. Leave my family alone. Leave my children alone. Leave First Assembly alone. Amen. Devil, leave Miami, Oklahoma alone. I told you. Woo! Set back down, folks. On the count of three, everybody in this building, here's what I want you to do. When I say three, trumpet's going to sound. It's going to blast and blare a long blast. And you're going to ride. You're going to jump. Jump as high as you can. Now, some of us can jump higher than others. Amen. I know that. But it's going to be interesting to see how high you can jump. Amen. How many knows when the real trumpet sounds, there'll be no arthritis, lumbago, all that's gone. Amen. You're going to be healed. Real trumpet. When that real trumpet sounds, some of you that are crippled up and you can't walk, don't you worry. I'm telling you, God's going to do it all then. Amen. He's going to take you up. That sickness is gone. I said, it is gone. But wouldn't it be something if you put your best effort into it tonight and begin to shout the shout of faith and arthritis left your body and pain left your body because you said no to sickness, no to Satan. Jesus' name, I'm healed. It's a shout. There's a shout of the King. On the count of three. Now, I've said time and again, I'll say it tonight. There's going to be a word that we're going to shout when he comes for us. It's going to be the word that he shouts to us. How many knows what that word is? He's going to shout hallelujah. I believe. Now, if you don't believe it, you're an unbeliever. Amen. And you've got a right to be wrong. But that word is universal. Everywhere I go, I minister 9 times overseas and 21-day fast. God said, the day's coming when you're going to spread revival overseas. I talked to Brother Kilpatrick the other day. Invitations are coming in the droves to go overseas. It looks like that I'll be putting together some teams and going over. What a thrill to go to Haiti and Guyana and to go overseas to the Philippines and let them know that Jesus is not just Lord over America. How many knows it's going to be a worldwide revival? This thing is going to spread. I said, this thing is going to spread. But on the count of three, I want you to jump as high as you can and shout as loud as you can, hallelujah. And when you do, folks, when you shout it out, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Joy is going to be released. Faith is going to come alive. Something's going to happen in you. You'll never be the same. If nothing else, your pride's going to leave. How many knows? We all need that. I said, we all need that. I've been trying 26 weeks to get that pride out of you. Amen. It's going to leave. Believe you me, it's going to leave. Because you're going to look foolish. You're going to look very foolish, very stupid. It's going to be funny. Amen. You see, we're the only, the reason Jesus hasn't come yet, we're the only television heaven has. How many knows that? And right now, God the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, Michael and Gabriel are telling all the angels, come here, come, come, look, look. They're not watching the dead churches tonight. Come and look at Miami First Assembly. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Boy, I believe revival's just beginning, folks. It's like it's just beginning. Hallelujah. Now let me ask you a question as you sit back down. How many say, John, I know I'm ready for the rapture. Let me see your hand. Now, you're too slow. He's done come and gone. I'm going to give you one more chance. See, this revival is to wake you up. I want 100%. Jesus said, where's the 9? He didn't say, you know, I mean, he commended the guy for coming back because he said, I want the rest of you to do what he did. So he said, I want 100%. Everybody say 100%. In the next 2 weeks, Pastor, I believe 100% of this church is going to get in or get out or get run over. Amen. And I'd rather you get in. Amen. How many know Jesus is coming for a glorious church, a victorious church? And so when I hit that, how many's ready if Jesus comes? Oh, I believe you are. There you go. Nobody's sleeping. Nobody's snoring. We're awake. Amen. If this offends you, join the Pharisees. They're offended by Jesus. They're offended at the shouting. They're offended at the noise. They're offended at everything, folks. People get offended. I've pastored before. I pay these kind of people to leave my church. Amen. We take an offering. I said, I'll give you money if you go down the road. Amen. You know why? I want a bunch of people that will shout it out. You know why? If you get unity, if you get unity, you know what? Disease cannot stay. Sickness cannot stay. Somebody can walk in with a devil and the demons start screaming and they leave. Why? Because of unity. Woo! I'm telling you, folks, it works. Sit back down. I'm going to tell you something. Pastor, they'll make it if they don't overshoot the runway. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe that with all my heart. The two nights that God just interrupted, it was the shout of a king, it was a roar, a noise from heaven. Angels were with us. Miracles are wrought because there's unity. Everybody say unity. Rejoicing, shouting. Shouting is biblical, folks. It's biblical. The Bible is full of shouting. The Bible is full of rejoicing. And I'm telling you right now, it's a sad and sorry sight when there's more joy, more rejoicing, more celebration at prom dances or at ball games or political rallies than there is in the body of Christ. People being saved, healed, filled, delivered, set free, rejoicing in the presence of God. There's rejoicing at First Assembly. When I hit that number 3, it's a rapture drill. Jump as high as you can, shout as loud as you can. The word hallelujah. When you do, you're going to shout it out. Pain, stains, and strains, they're gone. I said, they are gone. You are healed. I believe it in Jesus' name. Folks, get ready. The walls are coming down. I said, the walls are coming down. When I hit that number 3, jump as high as you can. Don't kill a kid, please, but do the best you can. Come on. Somebody. Glory. There you go. Be seated, please. Brother Shaw, you made my night. I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's an old-timer showing us. I said, there's an old-timer showing us. Hallelujah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Come on, give him a hand of praise. everybody. Praise him. We're going to heaven. We're going to heaven. Jesus is coming for us. Oh, lift your hands and lift your voice and praise him. Lift your hands and lift your voice and praise him. Lift your hands and lift your voice and praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, praise him, everybody. Praise him, everybody. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Open your mouth and praise him tonight. Come on, shout it out. Shout it out. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Glory! Yeah! Woo! Glory! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Everybody just lift your hands now and just worship him. Just worship him now. It's one man with one voice. There's unity in the body of Christ right now. There's unity in the body of Christ. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. His name is wonderful. Sing it, everybody. His name. The master.
He's the great shepherd.
Sing it. Down before him. Bow down
before him.
Love and adore him.
Love and adore him. His name is wonderful.
Jesus.
Jesus, my Lord.
As they play that song softly, look at me, please. Illustrated message, a night you will never forget. A night I will never forget. Old timer, golden ager, rejoicing in the Lord. Brother Shaw, you made my night. But I'm going to tell you something, teenagers, mom, dad, don't ever lose that shout. Don't ever lose that shout in your soul. Don't ever lose that shout of joy, faith, and praise to God. To praise him with a loud voice. I'm telling you something, folks. Miracles happen. Liberating power. Praise when you shout it out. Here's what I want you to do tonight. In a few moments, we're going to witness, change lives, baptized in water. But I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. And here's what the revivalist says. Our joy has ceased. Our dance is turned to mourning. Woe unto us, we have sinned. Sin will snuff your shout out. Stuff in you that shouldn't be there will take the joy. You're happy now because you're amongst happy people. But you can walk out of this building in a few moments and you can shout it out every day. Every day, open your mouth, praise your name, Jesus. I love you, Lord. The devil puts his hand over your mouth. Shout anyhow. You shout it out. Pains and stains and strains leave. It's happened in my life. It's happened throughout the Bible. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, please nobody walk or move as I give this. John Davis, I don't have that shout of joy or that shout of praise like I once had, like I need to have. And I want God to restore it. Something's come into my life. Sin has robbed me. Things have drugged me down and held me back. I'm not rejoicing like I once was. I want God to give it back to me. I want to get it back. John, I love this service, but I don't have that shout like I once had. Would you pray for me? If I'm talking to you, put your hand in the air right now and put it back down all over this building. God sees your hands in the back, in the front. Once you raise it, put it down. I don't have that shout like I once had. Would you pray for me? God bless you. Honest people are still lifting your hands. They're still going up. The Holy Spirit's moving. Preacher, I believe it, and I love to see it and hear it, but I don't have it in me like I need to have. Would you pray for me? God bless you. Hands are still going up. Hands are still going up. Honest people. Honest people. God bless you, sis. God bless you. God sees your hand. Heaven sees your heart. God bless you. God sees your hand. I want it in me. I want it in me. I want it in me. And I want to be able every day to shout it out. Just to shout it out. And I'm free. Liberating power. Vocalizing praise to God. Hands have gone up all over this building. I'm going to wait just a few more seconds. God bless you. God saw your hand a while ago. God sees your hand, ma'am. God bless you, sis. Hands are still going up. God bless you. Let's go a step further. I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. Every one of you that's lifting your hands, if you lifted your hand, I want to pray for you first. If you lifted your hand, get out of your seat quickly and come and stand right here in front of me. Hurry. Just stand right here. Right here in front of me. And when you stand here, lift your hands and begin to praise Him. God's going to restore joy. God's going to restore joy. He's going to restore the shout of praise, the shout of faith. Come on, come on. You lifted your hand. Get down here fast. If you didn't raise your hand, but you know you don't have the joy and the shout you once had, and you want it restored, get out of your seat. Run down here. Come on, Mom and Dad. What dignity, what pride. It's gone. I want to go to heaven. I want victory every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. Those that are going to be baptized in water, join Pastor right now. Just join Pastor and go and get ready for the water baptismal service. But those that need the joy, the rejoicing, the shout of faith and praise, you're still coming. You're still coming. Lift your hands and begin to praise Him. Lift your hands and begin to praise Him. All over this building, I want you to praise Him, folks. All over this building, I want you to praise Him. He's the rock of all ages. He's Almighty God.
Almighty God is He.
Bow down before Him.
Bow down before Him.
Let's love and adore Him.
His name is wonderful, Jesus.
Sing it one more time, everybody. His
Lord.
Name is wonderful. Sing it,
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
His name. Oh.
master.
Master of everything.
Jesus.
His name is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, my Lord.
I want those that are standing here to come right here in the middle, please. I want you to come as close to the middle as you can come. Mighty presence in this place. Tonight's message, tonight's service, a little unusual. But the mundane routine, the rut, where you're accustomed to everything being just like it was. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Blessing interruptions, when God moves, is what it's all about. Here are people that need joy restored. We're going to pray with you in a few moments. But I just want everybody out there to bow your head and close your eyes. Because the Holy Spirit's telling me right now that there are several out there that you don't have the joy of the Lord like you need to have. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. That means you're not strong. You're weak, falling, faltering, failing, fainting. Without joy, we can't make it. The shout of joy. A few moments ago, I was so happy. I don't know that I've ever felt that happiness like I felt it just a few moments ago as our dear brother was rejoicing. The laughter, the sense of knowing, my, what an awesome feeling. I'd love to capture that feeling the rest of my life. We're going to be with him soon. Throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, that same feeling that I felt right here on the platform, just laughing, double over, rejoicing. I'm going to carry it throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. But until then, my heart's going to go on singing. I'm going to rejoice. Even in the midst of pain, I'm going to shout it out. Strain, I'm going to shout it out. I'm going to shout the shout of faith. Most of you know that my mom died 3 or 4 months ago. Been 4 months ago now. Mom used to shout. Old-time Pentecostal woman in the church, she would shout. And it blessed me, but Mom had a stroke. She couldn't respond. But Dad said just days before she died, Dad was speaking to the people there at the nursing home, and all of a sudden, Mom rose out of her wheelchair and started shouting like she used to shout at the country church by the side of the road. She couldn't walk, but she was rejoicing. I believe God was giving Mom a glimpse of glory and a touch and taste of heaven. I was raised in the shout. It's real, folks. It works. Another person just came down, but I believe right now there are several that will say, John, I need the joy. I need the joy. If you'll get out of your seat right now and walk down here, God's going to restore unto you joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And you're going to have something to shout about. Just get out of your seat and come on down. Another one's a-coming. Another one's a-coming. Come on, just come and stand here. My God, I want that joy restored in my life, preacher. I want that joy restored in my life. I want to rejoice in the Lord always. I want that certain something to shout about. Another one's a-coming. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait just a few more seconds. Joy, joy, joy. Another one's a-coming. As these two come, would you lift your hands and praise him? I believe right now there's a half a dozen people ready just to bolt. Another one's a-coming. You're ready to bolt. You're ready to leave and just run to the front and say, Jesus, I don't care. I want joy. I want joy. I want the joy of the Lord. Another one's a-coming. I want you, Jesus. I want your fullness. Another one. Another one. Another one. Hallelujah. Praise him all over this building. Praise him all over this building. That's what this revival's about. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, another one's a-coming. He is the mighty King. Two more's a-coming. Hallelujah.
He is the mighty King.
He's the Master.
The Master.
Master of everything.
Of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
He's the great shepherd, sing it.
For he's the great shepherd.
Oh, yes.
The rock.
Bow down before him.
Bow down before him.
I'm gonna love and adore him.
Love and adore him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
As they play that song softly, everybody here, put your hand over your heart, please. I want you to pray this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. My heart rejoiceth in your presence. I bless your name. I rejoice in the Lord. I come to you now. I ask you, Father, that always, at all times, keep the song in my heart. Help me to express it with a shout of joy, shout of praise, shout of faith, the shout of victory. Tonight, I come to you. Forgive me, Father, for all my sins. Set me free from everything, anything that would hinder me from being what you want me to be. I confess and I repent right now in the name of Jesus. By your grace, from this night on, I will shout your praises every day of my life. In Jesus' name, nothing, nobody will snuff my shout out. By the grace of God, I will always rejoice because I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Circumstances will not move me. I am moved by your presence, by your word. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. According to your word, right now, I'm your child. I yield to you. I rebuke depression. I resist the oppressing powers of the devil. Satan, in Jesus' name, I shout it. I command you, leave me alone. I belong to Jesus. And every day, I will shout the authority, the command, the name of Jesus. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I shout it. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead. Shout it out. Open your mouth. Shout it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want those of you that are standing here, I want you to look at me and I want you to listen to me. Once you repent of sin, then there are times that you'll have to shout the shout of faith. That means you don't feel like it, but you know you're saved, and so you do it because it bothers the devil. How many wants to bother the devil? And it helps you. Now hold your applause and listen to me as I share the truth, and then we're going to see some water baptisms. See, a few moments when this great, great sense of glory came in this place. There's euphoria. It's an exuberant, jubilant ecstasy. The young man that was saved from drugs, he said, I've never felt this high on drugs. It's an awesome thing. I've never felt what I felt just here last, just what while ago. It's awesome, folks. It's awesome. But there are times you're not going to feel that. How many knows that? But you can still shout hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. Now hold your applause and listen to me. Here's where the devil gets us. When we don't feel it, we let moods and attitudes run our life. And so we come to church and we close our mouths. And we think somebody up here is going to do something to help us. And God says, if you'll just shout it out, open your mouth and shout. God said, that joy is there and that glory is there and you're my child. If you'll shout it out, how many knows that feeling's going to come? It may take some time, but I'm going to tell you right now, folks, the glory and the joy is there. You just need to open your mouth. And here's what I want you to do. In fact, I want everybody just to lift both of your hands, everybody. And I want you to say these words. Dear God,
by your grace,
I have learned this lesson.
Every day,
regardless of the weather, how I feel, regardless of what's happening around me, what people are saying, I'm going to shout the shout of faith. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Devil, you're defeated. In Jesus' name, I've got the victory. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And right now, I shout it out. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand of praise, everybody. Give him a hand of praise all over this building. Woo! Yeah, Lord.
Woo!
Oh. Now, I want everybody here just to go, and I want you to be seated. Everybody, please be seated. It's time for some water baptisms. God's going to do some great things. God's done some great things. Listen to the testimonies. Let's rejoice in the Lord together as they're baptized in water.